Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Susan Rice may have her rice cooked. She is one of the individuals in the former Obama administration that is the top person in the intelligence. She was next to the president. Her only boss was President Barack Obama. That's who she reported to. And now information has come out that she is the one who continually looked at intelligence gathering information and unmasked, therefore revealed, private U.S. citizens unconnected with any kind of national security issue, and may be the one who has revealed this to other agencies and ultimately to the public. This is a serious issue. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a huge revelation that has come out. Mm. She had said, I think, about a couple of weeks before this revelation came out on a PBS interview, I don't know anything about this. I have no idea what Representative Nunez is saying regarding this unmasking, and yet she was the one, it looks like, who was doing it. She had the right, obviously, to look at the information, but she doesn't have the right to unveil or unmask the individuals and reveal their identities, especially if it was done for political purposes.
Well, and beyond that, the information should have come to her as Party A, Party B, and we know now that specifically, and this is not related, according to Nunez and others involved in the investigation here, this was not in relation to any kind of so-called, you know, investigation on Russian meddling in the election. But this revelation has happened both before President Trump was elected and while the transition was underway. And the operable word here is illegally unmasked. This is a violation of federal law. What she did is a prima facie violation of federal law. And I joked before we went on the air, Matt, I joked that I had a little trouble sleeping last night. And I asked you, I said, but who do you think had more trouble sleeping last night than me? And you rightfully answered Susan Rice. She's in hot water here. And this investigation needs to go full force here. And, you know, who could be implicated here
is
the president,
the former president himself. Obama, because obviously he would have known about what his number one national security advisor was doing. And she was no doubt, I think, operating under his directions. We'll certainly wait to see the information unfold there. But this is Susan Rice. You remember Susan Rice before she got put in this position? She was a person who was going on the national Sunday television talk shows, basically saying that the Benghazi thing was all about a video.
Right.
It was about this video that this person made that was mocking Islam and Muhammad. And that's what caused the spontaneous riot over in Benghazi. And she knew better. She knew that it was actually a terrorist plot and a terrorist act, and yet she lied on national television in one talk show after another. This is the same Susan Rice. So you can't trust her at all. And in that position of the top advisor to the national security, to the president of the United States, she cannot do what she did and unmask these individuals. You know, why would they be collecting information and unmasking President Trump before the election?
Right.
And then after the election, some of the conversations that they had was with regards to the transition, some of the people on the transition team, what their particular foreign policy was going to be about, some of the people that they might want to appoint or nominate to head up some of the foreign policy issues. Why was the President Obama and Susan Rice spying on him like that? I mean, that's critical information. Imagine, Holly, if George W. Bush had done that to President Barack Obama as he was coming in. You would have CNN and MSNBC and all these others, they would be going nuts.
Yeah, that's my question. Why are we just now hearing about this? Why have the media downplayed this or been silent about this until now?
Well, you know, the media is reporting what it wants to, Matt. You hear some of this that came out on Fox News, but you also have seen it in Bloomberg, and I've seen it in one of the New York Times articles. So they're starting to report. But CNN doesn't report, and some of the others are not reporting, or they're trying to just blow it off as though it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I was watching CNN this morning, and they were just completely poo-pooing it, saying that, oh, this is a non-issue, and this is bigger than Watergate, if it's true.
Yeah.
And by all indications, it is true. This is great investigative journalism on the part of Fox News and others. But you'll recall, Matt, during Watergate, the mainstream media that President Trump constantly refers to as the fake news media, and this is an example as to why, during Watergate, they worked hard to expose the truth and corruption and these sorts of things, you know, with respect to Richard Nixon and his administration. They're calling this the Obamagate scandal. During Obamagate, they're working overtime to try to conceal the truth.
Yeah. Right, and you got the White House press secretary calling, you know, black is black, white is white, saying that the media was downplaying this information.
Yeah. Well, you know, they tried to play words where Trump says that it was tapped, wiretapped, in the Trump building in New York, the place where he
meant surveillance, of course.
Yeah, but, you know, whether it's a technical word, wiretapped or surveillance or whatever it might be, obviously we now know that it was true, that, in fact, they were listening to conversations that he and some of the transition team were having with other officials that were not criminal, and they were unmasking these. And I think that they were using this for a political purpose. There's no question in my mind. I mean, that's what Obama always did, was he always used the agencies for political purposes.
Right.
Remember the Department of Justice. Remember how they went after people for political purposes. The IRS, how they went after the 501c4s to try to stop them from engaging in the 2012 election because they wouldn't grant their 501c4 tax exemption status. He used all of the agencies for political purposes. And now to use the highest level of national security for political purposes is absolutely astounding. Frankly, it's frightening.
Yeah, let's put him in front of the camera and ask him some of these questions, I think.
You notice he's been quite quiet lately.
Yeah.
You know, Brit Hume and others have said, and this is going to happen, that mainstream media and the Democrats are going to have so much egg on their face after all this. Brit Hume has said that Susan Rice will be subpoenaed. She's going to have to be subpoenaed relative to this investigation. And Matt, you know, I don't know that a former United States president has ever been subpoenaed, but it may well be that we see Barack Obama sitting before a Senate Intelligence Committee on this and having to testify about what he knew and when he knew it.
And here's an opportunity for the media to call that out.
Yeah, but, you know, they're so blinded by their politics, they won't report accurately on this. I think one of the things that this past election and after the election occurred has revealed is that there's such a bias within the media. Mm. You have to do your own digging and research in order to get to the bottom line. But you're right. This is a very serious issue. And this, again, like I said, it's the same Susan Rice that said Benghazi was caused by a video.
Tragic.
And now it's the same Susan Rice who, a couple weeks before this became public, said, I didn't know anything about this. Well, you can't trust her at all. And I think she will be someone who will be subpoenaed. She may be someone who goes to jail over this. And it may not stop with her, as you're saying, Matt. It may go all the way to the President of the United States. Again, the only person above her was President Barack Obama. You know, based upon their relationship, they had constant interaction on these issues. And Obama was asking for information with regards to Russia. And so they're surveilling these people both before and after. And in that conversation sweep, they get other individuals. The problem is when they unmask them and they reveal their identity, and then they use that for political purposes. Well, Liberty Counsel will continue to follow this and other issues. We have an office in Washington, D.C. Stand with us. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. On the website, click on Why Israel Matters. That'll take you to a landing page, and it'll give you the information about a new 13-part series. It's in process right now. It's being aired. But if you haven't seen some of those in the past, you can click on that webpage and watch these episodes. They're fascinating. You can also order the Why Israel Matters book, Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, and Forever. It's there on that webpage as well. You can get a free download, Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family. Stand with Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support. You can support Liberty Counsel right there online at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.